Welcome back to the Rollmageddon podcast. If you're wondering right now, who are you and where is Jason? Fear not! We could never keep you away from our silver foxes' cadence for too long. My name is Sierra, and for the next few episodes, I will be herding the cat ventures through this mini-series. For those of you who are interested in learning more about this RPG, I suggest you go back and listen to our previous episode, Session Zero, where we talk about rules, introduce the characters, and the world. Finally, I would like to offer a trigger warning for content potentially containing body horror, animal death, torture, and/or sacrifice. Listeners, prepare to be lost in the mysteries and horror that our adorably furry party members are about to witness. Allow this shared storytelling experience to chill you to the bone while simultaneously fulfilling your need for cat-related content. Welcome to Call of Cthulhu. Players, would you please introduce your characters?
Hi there, I'm Jordy, playing Melvin Many Names, the Pussyfoot.
And I'm Sam, I'm playing Magnus, and I'm the world's strongest feline, playing the Scrapper Ronin.
And I'm Ollie, playing Princess Pretty Pants, or Augustus, and I am playing the Tiger Dreamer.
My name is Braylee. I am playing Freya, the two-foot-ologist, who is also a switcher.
And I'm Jason. I'm playing Set. I am a purebred house cat of the cat-crow-bat persuasion, which means I jump on things and I knock things over.
And with that, let's get started.
Meow, 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 meow.
Augustus, you open your eyes. The ocean of golden grasslands under enormous sky stretches to the end of your sight. You tingle in anticipation. This place is not foreign to you, and your ancestral body drops into a crouch as you focus. Here, you do not have to settle for mice and small birds. Here, you feast. You catch a whiff of another animal, and you control your heart from racing as you stalk forward. Through the grass, an antelope becomes visible and does not notice as you approach closer and closer. You are able to move within a mere cat's tail. Of course you are. You are the perfect predator. You leap for the antelope's neck, claws extended, thump. You crash into the ground. That doesn't make sense. You can even taste the blood on your maw from that first bite. You look around to see where your prize has gone and find that you are alone. Alone and facing a door. You know this door. It has been locked since you were a kitten.
Me.
The voice sounds familiar, but you cannot place your paw on it. Augustus, what would you like to do?
I would like to speak with the voice behind the door.
What would you like to say?
Who are you and how can I help?
As you watch, the door begins to open. With every gaping inch, your sense of something is wrong grows. You try to back up, but you cannot tear away from the darkness that waits behind the looming doorway. You dig your claws into the dirt, and you feel a couple of them rip from your knuckles as you desperately struggle. As you look down at your paws, you see a thick, dark ooze secrete from your nail beds, and the harder you struggle, the slicker the ground becomes. Suddenly, your world tilts, and you tumble through the doorway into darkness. Augustus, you wake up. You find yourself in your favorite nap spot, in the sun of the glorious October morning. The floor-to-ceiling windows are cracked open, and the whole room has a crisp autumn taste. What would you like to do?
Am I alone?
There's some other cats milling around, but none of these cat ventures.
I'd like to go out to the garden.
You make your way out of this sunroom. That's the sort of cat haven that the manor has made. You walk down the hallway along the thick padded carpets, and it's lined with various plants and paintings. You're very well behaved, though. You've grown up in this house, and you know not to tear any of this part. You go back to the sunroom for that stuff. At the end of this hallway, you see a door opening to the kitchen, which is always open because the food human is so loving and just welcomes all cats into her space. Before you pass into the kitchen, I would like you to give me an easy challenge check.
First roll.
Who's getting a tweet?
I've got one success.
On your way into the kitchen, you stop in your tracks as you recognize the door from your dream to be the one that is adjacent to the door to the kitchen, the one that has been locked for pretty much your whole life. You've seen people go down there maybe once or twice, and if you sniff at the base, you notice the smell of sort of a dank, wet smell, earthy a little bit, and then a few smells that you don't quite recognize. Something that reminds you, you should know what it is, but it's not coming to your mind at this moment. You continue through the kitchen and you make your way out to the garden. And as you step outside, you hear a loud caterwauling. And not just you. Actually, you hear it. Melvin.
Yeah.
You're in the neighborhood. You also hear this caterwauling. And the two of you recognize it to be Smitty, the garden cat. What would you two like to do?
Go investigate.
There's fresh babies. I need to come see what's going on.
All right. The two of you make your way, Princess, across the garden. And Melvin, from whatever streets, maybe around the corner, you come into the garden. And you see Smitty just pacing back and forth in her nest where she usually keeps her kittens, hidden in the hedges. She just looks distraught. And the first thing you notice when you get there, no kittens.
Smitty, where are your kittens at?
Oh my god, I just woke up and I have no idea. Where are my babies? Oh my god.
Well, we could help you find them.
Oh, would you do that? Oh, Melvin, it's so good to see you. Princess, I don't know what I'd do without you. Oh my god.
This cat from Jersey?
She's been around. She's a street cat.
Don't worry, little doll. Let me see what we can do. I would like to go over and sniff the little bed area and try to get this scent.
Go ahead and make a, I'll say a moderate challenge roll.
Two successes.
In the nest, you smell this waft of kittens, as is expected. You smell Smitty, and you smell rats.
My ears will probably go down a little bit, and I'll try to start a lock-in on the rats. Why are the rats in the garden? And I'll try to find the scent.
Smitty's eyes well up, and she goes, rats! Oh my god, rats! And she is hysterical. Princess, go ahead and make a moderate investigation check on Smitty while you're watching her.
Two successes.
You notice two things. First, when you look at her, her eyes seem much more dilated than usual. And the second thing, you catch a whiff as she is caterwauling of a pronounced scent of, you think that's tuna, and something that you've never smelled on a cat's breath before. Not something you would choose to eat.
Smitty, what happened to you? Did you eat some tuna? Where did you get that tuna?
Oh yeah, you know the food human. She's just the sweetest. Last night she tossed some tuna out of the window. I went over. I got some for me, some for the babies, and it was delicious.
Huh? Did you eat anything else weird? You're seeming a little strange right now.
You know, I am feeling kind of groggy right now.
I wonder if you've been drugged.
What are you talking about?
I wonder if you've had some bad food.
Bad food? Tuna's delicious! What are you saying? You don't like tuna?
No, I love tuna. I wonder if somebody put something else in it.
Put something else? Maybe. I don't know. I don't feel too good, and usually
they put
tuna
food
in
food. What are you talking about?
Well, tell you what. Why don't you stay here in case the kittens come back, and we'll go see if we can find those rats.
All right, if that's what you think is best, I think I might lie down for a little while.
Yeah, we'll see if we can get some help, and maybe we can track those rats down.
All right, I guess so. Oh God, I don't know what I'm gonna do about my babies.
We'll get them back.
She lies down in the nest.
Well, Melvin, shall we go find these kittens? Or
I feel like I'm already down on the ground,
sniffing.
Using the toot toot noot noot.
While you two are sniffing around, Freya, your window looks over the garden from the other side of the street.
When I say street, it's more of an alley, so it's pretty thin. Sometimes at night there are dogs that go out there, but most humans it's like a quieter walking path between houses. You happen to have your window open at this time, and you hear some commotion too. Would you like to do anything? Also, can you describe your surroundings right now?
So I'm up in my window. I have my little button that I can close and open the window at my own will. There's a bunch of gadgets and shiny things that my human loves to play with. He loves to just like make little things, and usually it's stuff that I can play with, or he uses it to feed me or anything. But sometimes he kind of like makes fire and gets covered in like some black gunk, and then he gets mad and storms off. I also love to jump on his little table and touch some of his shiny things, and then he tries to shoo me off. But I'm learning. I don't know why he doesn't want me to learn what he's doing.
And as you're poking around all of this thing, you hear this commotion outside. What would you like to do?
I'll go to the window and see what's going on.
You see the three of these cats. The one that you recognize the most is Melvin. Mm. You may have seen Smitty from a distance. And you don't recognize the third cat.
Hey, Melvin! What's going on?
Missing kitties!
The kittens are missing?
Missing kitties! Rats in the garden.
Rats? Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Do you need help?
Perhaps.
Alright, let me see what I got in here. Hold on. I wonder if there's any, like, gadget or something that I could pick up that would help in our search or something.
Where there's rats, there's rat piss.
Blacklight.
What? It's 1925. Do they even have black light?
I'm imagining you work with a steampunk inventor.
It's got a black light flashlight. Like so a little portable, yeah. You can see all the stains everywhere.
Oh my god.
Every time he travels, he wants to make sure the sheets are clean.
He has very high standards for his like cleanliness of his laboratory.
Let's make sure we understand basic. I guess light switches before black light.
Plus, if you're carrying something, you can't talk without.
I put my pencil in my mouth.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Easy peasy.
Yeah.
Maybe like a cat-sized knife. I'm just spitballing here in case we get in a rat fight.
Yes, because the knife's going to be so much more effective than just your claws and teeth.
I mean, I might for intimidation, maybe.
What the hell is that guy eating?
Look. Oh, my. Right. Oh, it's a cat. That's pretty scary. Oh, it's a cat with a knife. That's even scarier. See?
Is that kitty holding a little handle? That's cute.
Like you can bite down and it, like, flips out.
Trying to think. Something that is... not current technology that would be helpful. This do be 1925.
Maybe some C4.
A magnifying glass.
A stick of dynamite.
I actually thought about that for a second. But you could
grab one.
But, but it's also just like, well, maybe we could look for like fur. See if they left any fur behind. Yeah, okay, I'll grab a magnifying glass.
All right.
A taser.
A gun.
A gun. A little cat-sized revolver.
No.
Give us the kittens back, or else.
So you walk over and you grab a magnifying glass, which you have spent many hours looking through in wonder, and you're able to grab the handle out, and you walk back over to your window, and you just hop out. Mm-hmm. All right. You hop out of the window and you go into the garden and the three of you are together.
All right. We're talking some clues.
Hi. I'm Augustus. Nice to meet you.
Would you like to describe what your character looks like in case people didn't listen to Session Zero?
Oh, yes. I'm a smallish black and white tuxedo cat. I'm not currently dressed in any clothing. And I've got an extremely bushy black tail. And I've got extremely long back legs and a perpetually sleepy look.
And Augustus, you're looking at a cat that looks like?
I am a pretty big, fluffy Norwegian forest cat. I have brown, orange, and white fur,
kind of just like mixed in, mostly like the whites on like the belly and stuff. And he got bright green eyes and a little pink nose.
And in your mouth is a magnifying glass.
And I got a magnifying glass.
Very cute. And then both of you would recognize Melvin from a mile away, because Melvin looks like...
Melvin is a oriental short hair cat. He's all black. He's got big old huge ears. He's missing like a little piece out of his left ear. He's got big bright green eyes and very long like canine teeth that kind of hang out of his mouth. Right. He's pretty cool.
So, Princess, you've just introduced yourself. Go on. I just wanted to get that out of the way.
Oh, no. That's great. That's great. Well, nice to meet you. We're going to search for these kittens. Do you want to?
I'm Freya. Yeah. I got here for little fur.
Yeah.
Freya, Princess, Pretty Pants, or Augustus, whatever you choose. I like Princess,
what are you,
Pretty
what Pants. What are you carrying? What is that?
It's a magnifying glass. It helps you look for clues.
I'm so going to need subtitles.
Yeah, it might.
That looks like an old man thigh.
It's a magnifying glass. It makes you so you can see things closer and looks for little clues. So we could maybe like try and find the fur.
Okay.
If they left a trail of fur anywhere.
Let's find these freaking rats. I love these freaking babies.
Let's look for clues.
Where are you looking?
So the nest is under some bushes, you said?
The garden is quite large, about an acre.
Okay.
In one corner away from the house, there is the little house where the gardener and Brutus live, the gardener's dog. In another corner, there's an even smaller shed. And the perimeter of the garden has these tall hedges and a fence on the other side of it. Smitty usually lives below the hedges in like this little nest that she's made. And there's various flower beds. There's a koi pond in the middle.
So there's a fence on one side that's solid on one side?
On all sides there is a fence.
Okay. Is it like a solid fence, or is it like a fence with holes in it?
It's slotted. So cats can get through, but dogs cannot.
Okay. So like rats could also get through then?
Yeah, rats could definitely fit through.
Okay. Do you think the rats took the kittens out of the garden? I think we would have.
Well, which way is the scent directing?
Let's explore. I'll explore the fence side.
The fence side?
Yeah, of the nest.
Okay.
How well do I know Brutus?
Brutus? You know Brutus real well.
Does he care for me?
Brutus have is I ever a gotten good on his boy.
Wrong side? Okay.
He loves everybody. He just wants to play. It's up to you if that's annoying or endearing.
I don't mind attention, mm-hmm. but how well do I think I could get him to like try to help us look for the scent?
You know, if you can get him to focus.
Does he know, has he seen the babies and understand how much I love him?
Brutus like, loves the babies, okay, well. But Smitty is a little... tentative. She's always having to go like, all right, Brutus, you gotta back up. They're small.
I'm gonna go talk to Brutus.
Okay. At this time, a certain world's strongest cat happens to be passing through. You hear various meowing, and the scent of cats draws you into the garden. Would you like to describe your character, Sam?
Sure. My name is Magnus, and I am the world's strongest feline. I am a Sphinx cat. I'm a little bit on the older side, so I'm, got some wrinkles here and there. I'm kind of like a lightish pink, kind of going a little bit gray in my old age, but that's fine. I'm also a very built cat, because I travel around with my master, who is a strong man in the circus. So I got some muscles going on. I also got a nice little mustache imprint, so I do look just like my master, and, you know, we do some... pretty amazing little tricks together.
Wait, time out. You're a pink cat with a black mustache?
Yeah, but I'm a Sphinx cat, so I'm
a hairless
cat.
Yeah.
That's I'm a hairless cat.
That's amazing.
And then I also wear, I wear some clothes because it gets cold out. I don't got fur like you all, so I wear like a little tank top that's got like some stripes on it.
You're a muscle tank.
A little muscle tank top, you know. Gotta show them guns off.
Oh my god.
So as you're about to start exploring, through the fence appears this oily,
hairless cat with a mustache who is just jacked, super ripped, can barely fit through the slots that other cats would fit through. And you could swear when he stretches or the wind blows a little bit, you see a solid eight pack under that little tank top. This is a strong cat. What would you like to do, Sam?
Well, I mean, if I hear a commotion, I'm going to think there's a challenge over there. And I'm always looking to show off these guns. So I'll go help, see if I can lend my assistance in any way.
Who are you?
I'm Magnus, the world's strongest cat, as you can see, and I'll give him a little gun show.
Whoa, right. You're built.
Ooh.
How do you know you're the world's strongest cat when there's, like, millions of cats?
I mean, I've yet to meet one stronger, and check out these guns, beautiful. I'll give him a little gun show. Digging that mane you got there. Huh, huh. Give him, like, the back muscle show, too. And just like clench my little kitty cheeks a little bit.
I am unsure of how to like this cat dominance. So I'll just like roll over on my back and just like kind of show my belly like no troubles here.
Oh, look at you and that sweet little belly. So what's going on over here? I heard a commotion. Do you all need some help from a strong man?
You know what? We actually might. Well, there are four kittens that were here, and they've been taken by some devious rats.
Oh, rats. Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not much of a fighter. My name is Princess, by the way.
Oh, what's up, Princess? Oh, I'd love to put the hurt on some rats.
Yeah, we could certainly use your help, but we got to locate them first.
Melvin, you were about to look for Brutus.
Mm-hmm.
As you look around, it strikes you very strange that there are four cats here, five if you include Smitty, and this dog isn't already in your face asking to play. That's very unusual for Brutus. And when your eye glazes over his doghouse beside the gardener's house, he's not there. Would you go ahead and please make I'll say easy challenge because you do know Brutus very well.
That's a success.
You start sniffing around, and you're sniffing for Brutus, Princess is sniffing for rats, and you have a very distinct trail leading from the doghouse, and it stops at the shed door. Princess, let's resolve your sniffing. You said you wanted to start over by the fence?
Yes.
Yes. Go ahead, and you're smelling for rats?
Correct. Or kitten, I suppose, but okay. Presumably rat.
So I'm going to say that since you are familiar with the kittens, this will be a moderate challenge.
All right. Okay.
What did you get?
Let's just assume I did get zero.
Okay. You start sniffing around and, you know, Magnus just has this kind of like...
this must is just, I'm getting all musted.
It's a little,
I think it's cod oil.
It's intoxicating, what could I say?
Man, what do they massage you with? You've got just such a nice smell.
You know, I need to get a nice oiling up every once in a while. It really helps these babies pop.
I believe it.
At this time, another cat pops out. Flying from a tree in the garden. Last night, you had gone out to wander, as you usually do, Seth, and you were so enraptured by some birds up in this tree that you just climbed up there, and you have actually been a cat stuck up in a tree for the last 4 hours. Finally, this commotion has woken you up. And with a misstep on one of the branches, you just...
What? I am a cat crow bat.
Cat cravat.
How dare I misstep?
You just woke up. Go ahead and roll an easy challenge to see if you land on your feet.
No.
You rolled the same. They both rolled double twos.
For the first time in your life, you do not land on your feet. Luckily, it's not too high, and you're able to roll and quickly recover yourself. Would you like to describe what you look like entering the scene?
I am an Egyptian mao, silver dark spots, very sleek, bright green eyes. They're just wide with this new world that I've been introduced to, because I'm a very spoiled purebred house cat who sneaks out at night. And I, on the younger side, under 2 years old, and right now I'm covered in dirt.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Sad.
We're looking for some kittens.
That was on purpose, by the way.
That was very graceful.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Okay, goofball, we all have a moment.
Yeah, kid, that looked a little rough to me.
I'm kind of scared of heights, so don't tell anybody.
I was trying to catch a bird.
You want to try to catch some rats?
Yeah, rats are like the big mice, right?
Yeah, mean.
Long tail.
I catch mice all the time.
Well, rats are like big mice, and they're mean.
Yeah, so they can't be that much worse.
They're nothing if you know what you're doing.
Yeah. Huh. Who are you all, you people? I recognize Marvin and Helga.
I'm Princess.
Hi, Princess.
I'm Magnus, the world's strongest cat. Ka-chow.
Strongest cat in the world?
So far as I know, so far. And if you got a challenge, anybody you know, tell them to look me up.
That's pretty cool.
You should check out his glutes.
Ka-chow.
What's a gloop?
Yes, Magnus has a very pronounced butthole because is no fur covering.
That's true. Don't put him on a glass table. Yeah.
Drink it in, ladies.
Truly the eye of Sauron.
Oh, my God. What happened to your fur? Did it all fall out?
No, I just look like this.
It's better fur?
Nope, but it's better for showing off these muscles.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you two should duke it out and see who wins.
No, that's fine.
He's just a kid.
He's just a kid.
Well, something's going on over here at this door, but...
Wait, let me take a look.
You approach the shed door. As you are a two-footologist and more familiar with various latches and locks, you see these two barn-style wooden doors. On the outside of each of the doors, there are hooks and a latch that falls over the two hooks. A wooden plank, essentially. Mm. It's not too big. Mm. It's about 3 inches by maybe 6 inches, and it just falls between the two doors. Go ahead and make an easy challenge.
I got a success.
You can deduce, if you are able to push this latch up, you'll probably be able to unlock this door, but it is a door that probably opens towards you. So it might need some sort of maneuvering or like a push from the inside, if that's possible. Mm.
Well, maybe someone could, like, stick their paw in and, like pull towards them.
Definitely a thing you can try.
You trying to get in there?
Are there any windows on this shed?
Yeah, I'm going to go scouting around and, like, just look for any place I can jump up.
So, Melvin and Set, you make your way around, and you can see on the side of the shed, there's one of those windows that is not really meant to view out of, just to bring natural light in. It's high up. One that, like, you know, like a prison window, kind of? Like, it's up, so it just brings light in.
Oh, one of those tiny bay windows.
Exactly. So, it's about 8 feet off the ground. There is a rake leaning on the side of the shed underneath it, and the window is open.
All right, I'm going to try to run immediately, without consulting anyone, try to run up the side of the rake and then leak into the window.
All right, go ahead, and you are the right cat for the job. I'm going to say this is a moderate challenge.
And half and half.
Half and half. As you run up this rake, it tips over just as you're able to leap and cling to the window with your two paws, and you're able to pull yourself up, and you are now in the windowsill. As you look into the shed, you see there are many gadgets. It smells kind of dusty, and along with the smell of dust, the smell of dog hits you in the face. And on the floor by the door, there is a huge brown mutt, maybe part mastiff looking dog, passed out on the ground with a bone in his mouth.
I look down at the rest of them. Sleeping dog.
What's he look like?
Big. I think it's the one I've seen when I've been by. Yeah, the big one, the big dumb one.
How close is he to the door?
Not that far, about a cat's length.
I'll lean around the corner and tell Freya that they can open the latch if they can.
Hey, Magnus, use those muscles and open the door for me.
Yeah, would I need a boost up there, or can I reach it?
Are you just, like, standing underneath, like, letting her stand on you?
Well, do I need to stand on someone else to open the latch? Like, can I reach it?
Well, I was going to open the latch, but you would have to pull open the door.
We should have the dog pull it open.
Yeah, okay, then I can.
Do you want to stand on me or do you want me to try to get it?
I can, because I know how the latch works. So.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
I'll give you a boost up.
All right.
So you stand by the door under the latch. Go ahead and make an easy challenge. You understand how to use this.
2 successes.
Excellent. You're able to stand on the back of Magnus. And you do like that kind of downward dog motion, but against the door, and it opens up right as rain. And like you suspected, it doesn't open inwards, so it must open towards you.
Okay, we got it open. Go push open the door.
Okay. Is it easy? An easy leap down into this place?
Yes, there's a table underneath the window. There are some shiny things underneath the table. They look like they might be sharp. So just make an easy check to avoid them.
Okay. Yep.
You hop down. You're able to avoid the table pretty much altogether. And you hop on the ground. You skirt around this passed out dog. And you just push against the door.
Yeah, I'm going to just be like, scratch, 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 scratch. This way I do it that makes the doors magically open when my humans do it.
And these doors start to open. And with the rest of you outside, you can kind of do that cat thing where you like paw it open. Yeah. And the two doors open. And just like I described earlier to Set, you see this shed. It's dusty. And Brutus is passed out on the floor with a big old bone in his mouth. Freya, go ahead and make a moderate challenge.
1 success.
1 success. Okay. We'll let you choose.
Okay.
Would you rather be paying more attention to the dog or to the shed?
The shed.
You see there looks like spaces that are less dusty, which to you could insinuate that there are several tools missing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Looks like there's been some stuff that was taken from here.
Brutus, you okay, buddy?
I'm going to pat the dog on his head over and over. Hi.
Hey, bud.
Oh, hi, princess.
Hey.
Do you want to play ball?
I want to play.
Oh my god, I got a bone in my mouth.
I want to play. I want to play sniff out the rat. Can you help us?
He starts chewing on the bone and he immediately passes out.
This dog is sleepy.
Should we take the bone from him so that he doesn't immediately pass out?
Maybe he'd like to play a little. Maybe that'd wake him up. He got to play a little tug of war. I'll try to grab the bone and like play tug of war with him.
Okay. Go ahead and describe how you do this.
Oh. Can I like bite it? Yeah, I'll try to bite it.
Okay.
And pull on it.
You sink your teeth into this bone and you start tugging it from this dog's mouth. And immediately you start to feel super groggy. You have an injured condition right now. You are able to take it out of his mouth. And as soon as you start to feel groggy, I'll say you have the sense to let go. But go ahead and take one injured condition.
Oh, no. I don't know what's in that bone.
You're feeling lightheaded. You're not feeling great. But the bone is successfully out of the dog's mouth.
Can we wake him up again?
Oh, gosh. Wow. Bah. Whoa. Brutus. How are you?
Good, good. Listen to me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, listen.
Uh-huh.
Listen.
Mm-hmm.
The bone?
What's up?
Yeah, that bone was poisoned.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, bone? Bone? Can I have a bone?
No.
Oh, my God.
Brutus, I need you to help us find some rats. They stole the kittens.
Rats. Kittens. I love the kittens.
And he starts, like, waggling his butt a little bit he starts standing up. I love the kittens. I'm going to go see them right now. And he makes a beeline for the nest.
Perfect. I'll follow him right over.
Yeah, I'm going to chase after him as well.
Okay.
I think we'll all go back with him.
Okay.
I'm going to sniff out the barn real quick. Mm. Or the shed quick. Yeah.
Okay.
Is there any common sense here?
So I'm going to say since Princess specifically said out loud to Smitty that he thought something was in that food, go ahead and make this a moderate challenge for you.
Okay. No, no. Wait, kitty treat. That's a success.
Great. And for those that didn't listen to session zero, if you use a treat, then you can reroll. So did you just get 1 or 2 successes?
Just one.
Just one. Nice. Okay. You sniff out the air and you do smell dust, dog, meat, and that scent that Princess mentioned earlier. It just doesn't, It smells a little off. Not rotten. I mean, you've eaten plenty of rotten food in your day. This smells different. This smells like it has some human marking to it. Not like a human, but something man-made was put on this.
That's strange.
And Set and Princess, you two notice that as Brutus is running back to the nest, he is wearing that thing around his neck that he always has. Attached to it is a long rope, and then attached to that is a long metal pole.
Is the pole attached to the ground?
It is attached to the rope.
He's just dragging it along behind him.
Okay, mm-hmm. The pole is loose, though. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll follow him over to the kitten.
Okay. He goes over. Oh, hey, Smitty. Oh, my gosh. I want to see the babies. Smitty starts to wake up. Oh, you found my babies? Oh, I can't remember the fucking voice I made. Oh, my God. You found my babies already? That's amazing. Oh, Brutus, can you please stop drooling on me? Oh, no, my God.
Brutus, we need your help. Rats stole the babies. We need your sense of smell.
My smell?
Yeah.
I love to smell.
Hey, Brutus, you can play with the babies, but you have to find them. They're hidden.
Play?
You have to find them first because they're hiding.
Find them?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And he immediately nose to ground and just starts sniffing, sniffing, sniffing. He makes his way from the nest across the garden all the way to the kitchen door.
Oh, no. Is Brutus allowed inside the house?
No.
I'm going to saunter through the little kitty door.
I'm going to pick up my magnifying glass again.
All right.
We can look with this.
As Freya makes your way to the door, how do you use the magnifying glass if it's in your mouth?
Well, I was planning on... Well, I was going to have, like, drop it, have someone else hold it so I can look through the magnifying glass.
Okay. Are you going to look at the kitty door at all or just head inside?
We can look at the kitty door. See okay. If there's anything.
I'll hold it for you.
Okay.
Great. So you hold it. I'm going to say, with Freya's instructions, make an easy check just to see if you can hold it at the right angle.
I got it. Here, I got it. Shit.
And there it goes. Two dice rolled. Ali rolled two dice, and one of them went down the hole in the table.
I got one success.
Okay. So after some coaching from Freya, you're able to like move it back or forth far enough so it comes in view. And you do see a little tuft of hair that when you reach down and sniff it, it ain't cat. You've never smelled this before, but it smells kind of like a mouse, and Melvin can concur. So you go inside.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and do a sniff check. I'll say it's easy because you know the kittens.
I'll give you the magnifying glass back.
Okay.
That's two successes.
Two successes. There is kitten scent through this kitchen.
I'm a following, but first, where's this chef?
You see there is a cat sleeping on one of the counters. The cat looks down and goes, "Oh, hey, Melvin. How you doing?" You know this cat very vaguely. You've talked to her in passing. The chef calls her Booger. And Booger just says, How you doing, Melvin?
Hi, Sugar. With Cookie.
Sugar, I like that one.
You know, Sugar Booger.
Yeah.
Heard some of the classy ladies talk about it on the streets.
Oh my gosh, Melvin, you're so charming. Yeah, Cookie's out right now. You know, every few days she leaves for a few hours, and she comes back with more food for us.
I think I have an idea what that is.
Yeah, because she loves us. All right, Melvin, I'll talk to you later. And the starts yawning. Goes back to sleep.
All right. Following the scent.
Yeah, I want to rush in and make sure I'm in the room as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right now, the only two people that are Melvin and Set that have specifically said.
No, I'll go inside.
I'm just looking around.
Okay. You go inside. Great.
I'm looking around for any like little holes or anything.
Okay.
I'm trying to drag the magnifying glass through the door.
I'm just walking around high as a kite, I guess.
Yeah.
Do I feel like sick or do I feel like drugged?
You feel groggy, a little nauseous, and your vision is kind of dizzy, a little blurry. The fresh air is helping, but you'll be in this condition for a little while.
It's like when they took out my balls.
Well, I don't like this feeling, but I'll keep, like, I guess, like, trying to keep up with pace with these guys. but also kind of being like slow about it.
Well, I'll kind of like direct him. Hey, Magnus, we're going over this way. Follow the shiny.
A treat cures like... the injured condition?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Follow.
Oh, I guess I could just eat a tweet, huh?
I'd like to mark my scent on the kitchen.
Where on the kitchen? Just like in the kitchen?
Yeah. Like
on a cabinet or something?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. You rub your first scent against the cabinet. You make your way over very groggily, and I'm going to say your size makes it difficult for you to get through the door. The grease makes it easier to get through the door, but your condition, once again, makes it harder to get through the door. So this is going to be, I'll say, a moderate challenge for you.
I got 2 successes.
Like a little stick of butter, you slide right on through.
Sliding across the linoleum.
Thank God for that grease.
You're all in the kitchen now. You see, it's a beautiful, dark mahogany wood kitchen. There's a fireplace in one of the corners. There's no fire going right now, probably because the food human is not there. At the far end of the kitchen, there's a door that the house cats would know goes to the food human's bedroom. And then on the wall to the left of where the door you entered is, there's a door that goes out into the hallway.
The door that I saw in my dreams, can I go investigate outside of it?
Absolutely. You make your way through the kitchen into the carpeted hallway. It is immediately to your left of the door, pretty much like, you know, kitty corner, essentially. Mm. And what usually is just a dark mahogany door now looks like this menacing, looming beast.
Do I smell kitten or rat scent anywhere near it?
Go ahead and make an easy challenge now that you know more information.
1 success.
You smell both.
I'll call everyone over.
I'll never forget your magnifying glass.
Huh?
I'll drop it.
Hey, Angus, you don't look so good.
Yeah, do you want to eat something? You look a little...
Yeah, we'll see how I feel.
All right, well...
I look like my owners after they come home at night.
I think there's this door before we go in here. I was in the great cat dream, stalking through the endless grass stalks, and I went to pounce on an antelope. And just as I sunk my teeth into its sweet flesh, it wasn't right. And there was this door, and there was a voice behind the door that said, "Help me." I spoke to the voice, and the door opened, and I was sucked into the darkness within. It was a very bad thing. I smell the kittens behind this door.
Ooh, did you take a bite of that bone, too? That's a pretty wacky dream.
I know. I really wish I'd had a chance to meet with Muggsy to get his opinion on the matter, but I think the matter of the kittens seems too pressing.
Well, let's see if we can get this door open. Get them kittens.
Yeah, Frida, can you open it like you did the other one?
It's Freya, Set, anyway. Hey, princess, hold this magnifying glass again so I can look.
Okay, I got you. I'll hold the magnifying glass. That's a real gun.
Nah, you know how to do it now.
I'm an expert.
Yeah, so you hold it. Where are you directing the magnifying glass?
Kind of like looking around the edges, like the bottom of the door and the edges of the door, like near, like obviously closer to the ground because that's where we can reach. So
okay, go ahead and make an easy check.
Shit. Got nothing.
You don't see anything, but you have smelled them. Not you specifically, but the group has smelled them, and the scent does not go further into the hallway. It seems to stop at this door.
Well, since I'm done looking through that, can I look at the door handle and stuff?
Yes. Would anyone else like to do anything at this moment?
I'm going to scratch on the door over and over and over because that usually works.
You start scratching on the door. How intensely are you doing this?
You know, the way a cat normally does.
And do you have your claws out?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You gotta make the noise that the humans don't open the door.
You keep doing this, and I'll say the longer you do it, the more likely you're going to leave scratch marks in this door.
Okay.
No response yet, but, you know, maybe.
I'll just try that for a little while everybody's good. Doing whatever they're doing.
Sounds good. Melvin, would you like to be doing anything?
Did I smell any of that weird scent in the kitchen?
Go ahead and make a smell check and I'm going to say this is going to be an easy challenge now that you're familiar with it.
That's a success. I succeeded.
You do not smell that scent in the kitchen.
Okay. That rolls off my cook intentionally doing that.
Do we smell that smell coming from the door?
Yes.
Smells like that stuff.
Bad news.
Nobody bite it.
So you're going to the lock. Yes. You look at the lock, and to your relief, because you recognize door handles very well at this point, this is not a door knob. It is indeed a handle. I'm trying to make this something that people can understand just by listening and not looking at my hand motion when I do it.
A latch.
A flapper.
A latch. Yeah, a flapper handle, not a door knob.
Not like a crystal spinny doorknob.
Yeah. One that a cat could like bat down and potentially open, not where you need a full-on thumb.
Like Jurassic Park.
I do have extra thumbs.
Oh, perfect. The Jurassic Park lock. There you go.
Jurassic Park scene, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so you do see that. Your heart sinks, however, when you do see that there's a hole in it, which usually means that you need a shiny thing to open it.
I think we need something else to open the door. I could get that door handle open, but I think there's something else blocking it.
Well, I'm trying to summon the human, but they're not showing up.
Yeah, because it's not going to work, Set. Anyway.
He's trying.
What color is the door handle? Like, what kind of... What shiny... What color is that?
It's like a copper.
Okay.
Is there a place in the house where they keep the shiny things? Usually they have like a bowl or like a jar where they keep all them shiny things.
Yeah, is there a place that I've seen people putting keys?
You think, and this is not something you usually pay attention to, but go ahead and make a moderate challenge.
Nope. I don't know. I don't know what a shiny thing is.
You've been sleeping.
Yeah. Priscilla doesn't have any shiny things.
Sometimes they all come over and they all throw their shiny things in one big bowl. Like a key party? No.
Okay. Oh, man.
I think that's more
like swingers. 50s,
yeah. I think we're too early for that. Yeah.
You are the only cat, though, that like really knows all the humans in this house. Melvin knows the food human pretty well.
Okay.
Of course I do.
All right. So Priscilla, my human, she doesn't have any keys. Her dad, though, he probably has keys. I've seen him go into locked rooms all the time. I wonder where he keeps them. Does he have his own room?
The master of the house does have his own room, and he's actually been bedridden for the last few months, so he's probably in his room.
Aww.
Does he like cats?
Oh, he loves cats. He loves them. Well, that's probably why they're allowed in here.
I've probably been napping on him every now and again.
Yeah. The other person you know who resides in this home usually.
The butler. Mm-hmm. Is it no smell?
Melvin also is aware of the butler.
All right. So there's a smellless human. I know he has keys to everything, but he's really mean. We could maybe figure out where he keeps his shiny things. Although Priscilla's dad, he's in bed. We might be able to go into his room.
Should we try it first just and see it? Just in case.
Yeah, let's go check on Priscilla's dad.
No, maybe it doesn't need a shiny thing to open. Should we try it?
Oh, yeah, maybe we should. Is it unlocked?
I'll try to open it.
I'll give you a boost up again.
All right.
Would I know if there's any windows on the ground floor?
There's windows in the kitchen. There's a big sunroom where the cats all have. Like in the hallway.
None for like the basement?
The basement is subterranean. It's more of a cellar.
So no windows.
Yeah. You are going to reach up downward dog style again and go ahead and give an easy challenge.
God damn it.
What did you get?
Nothing.
No potatoes.
Potatoes?
Darn.
It's not working.
Well, should we go try to find one of them shiny things?
Yeah, let's go find some shiny things.
Or is there any other way in that room, do you know of, besides that door?
No, it's always been locked.
I will lead them to the master's room.
Yeah, we'll lead them to the master's room. So we'll take them to Priscilla's, I guess, granddad's room.
You do know that the butler is home, and you have four cats that don't live here with you.
So presumably the butler follows some sort of predictable pattern, right?
It depends on the day what needs to be done, but usually he's cleaning, making sure that papers are in order.
Okay, guys, here's the plan. I'm going to sneak ahead and figure out where the butler is so that he doesn't...
What's a butler?
Well, he's this guy that lives in the house, and he doesn't like cats. He's the only one. I don't know what's wrong with him. Well, I guess the guy upstairs, too, but I've never met him. But yeah, we just got to avoid him, because if he sees all you guys, he's going to put all you guys out. And I'll go snoop and figure out where the butler is.
You make your way up the stairs. There are these nice, rich, carpeted stairs. As you make your way up, you get to the landing at the top. You see several doors around where there are various bedrooms, guest rooms. There's the master's room, the butler's room, Priscilla's room, and a couple guest rooms, and a bathroom. There's also a door in the corner that leads up to the attic that used to be open often for cats to come in and out of. It's been closed for about one moon cycle since the strangers moved in, but you don't see him too often. Go ahead and do a investigation roll for an easy challenge.
Got it.
You hear some shuffling in the master's room. To you, this would indicate that the butler is in the room with the master.
Is the door open or closed?
The door is slightly ajar.
Is the butler's door open?
The butler's door at this time is not open.
Can I sneak into the... Am I allowed in the room?
The master's room? Yes. If the master's not home, a lot of times the butler will like kick you guys out of there. But if the master is home, then he would never kick you out.
I'm going to pop into the master's room then and immediately jump up onto the bed where the master is. Mm-hmm. And kind of push my cat face against his hand a couple times.
Okay. You go into this room. So the master is like a great guy, loves cats. But I will say it's kind of decorated like Scrooge, where it's like a little bit bare, not so much going on. And there's this grand four-poster bed. The bed does happen to have its curtains drawn back on one side with the towards the windows. And the curtains are open to let light come in and a soft breeze come through. You jump up onto the bed and you immediately hear the butler just do kind of a... as you walk in, because he just thinks animals are filthy. And you jump onto the bed, hear the soft creaking, and you pad your way up to the master, who looks very thin, frail, but his eyes just brighten when you come up and rub your head against his hand. And he looks and he goes, "Aw, rah, 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 princess, rah, rah, rah."
And I'm going to say, "Meow, meow, 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 meow." And then I'm going to roll so that like I like kind of like put my back, like the shoulder blades on his hand so that he like knows like, yeah, this is the spot. And I'll let him scratch for a minute.
He starts scratching the spot. He doesn't really lift his hand, but he just starts moving his fingers to scratch that area.
And I'll, like, help him by, like, kind of shifting my body to optimize his finger placement.
It's like a bear scratching their back against a tree or something.
And then as soon as he slows from the scratching, I'm going to, I'll pop up and I'll walk up and I'll give him a little lick on the chin.
He loves that.
And then I'll lean up, I'll give him a little lick on the nose, and then I'll turn and I'll rub my whole right side of my cat body against him, including the tail across his face, and wander to the bottom of the bed and then kind of like hop down onto the floor, very pleased. And I'll do that little crook where the tip of the tail is just a hook, like a cat does when it's like, I'm the best ever. Like, everyone loves me. And I'll wander around the room like I'm strutting my stuff, but really I'll be secretly looking for shinies.
Can you tell that Ollie has a cat or two?
I do.
So you are making this whole charade of being this very like proud house cat. The master loves it. The butler looks disgusted. As you start strutting your stuff and looking for those shiny things, go ahead and make a moderate challenge, because Freya's described these to you. Man, for being a cat, you're rolling like dog shit tonight.
I know. Should I use my treat? I'll use a treat. I'll use the treat.
There you go.
One success.
You see as the butler kind of leans back, crosses his arms. He's got a feathery thing in his hand, and he's just looking at you. You see a glint underneath his jacket and at his waist, like around the belt area, of several shiny things.
Okay. I'll look at him, the butler. And I'll give him my finest, cutest meow. and I'll slow blink at him one time. And I'll look at the master, and I'll give him, like, some talky meows. Like a meow, 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 meow. And then I'll strut my stuff out of the room like I've accomplished solving cat cancer. I mean, like literally, like, the proudest cat ever leaving the room. Just kind of, like, tail in the air, like.
Cool. So you strut out, and you can hear the butler just... and a little click to indicate that he softly closed the door behind you on your way out.
I'll rejoin the group, and I'll tell him the butler has some shiny things on his waist. The problem is, if we try and take the shiny things from him, he does not like us.
Does he ever put them down? Does he get them all the time?
Honestly, I've never noticed them before. He doesn't pet me, so I don't pay him much attention.
Oh, screw that dude.
I know. He doesn't like cats, and... one time when I was going down the stairs and he was coming up, he kicked me. He tried to play it off like it was unintentional, but I'm pretty sure it was on purpose.
Dead jerk.
I know.
An asshole.
Can we give him some of the weird magic water that, like, my owners drink, and then they get really tired, and I can take anything from them when they're like that.
Maybe we could get him to chew on the bone.
Do humans like bones?
I mean, I've never seen a human chew a bone, but Brutus loves bones.
I don't think he's going to chew that bone, guys.
I can knock something on his head.
I've got an idea. I'm going to run to the kitchen. I'm going to look for, like, a kitchen towel, like, hanging off of, like, one of the ovens.
I'm going to say for you, this is a difficult challenge. I'll say you've been into kitchens before. You have a vague memory of them, but you don't know this kitchen too well.
Two successes.
Excellent. You find one.
I'm going to pull a rag off of it, and I'm going to go outside the master's room.
Huh?
I'll drop the rag outside of the master's bedroom, and I'm outside of there, and I'm going to take the rag and just kind of start dragging it across the floor to make it look like I'm doing what people do to make my floor clean for me. Just, like, start cleaning outside of there as a distraction.
Okay.
Let's see how the butler reacts to a cat that cleans.
Okay. So you're just going to wait there. Is anyone else doing anything when you see Melvin? Melvin just runs away, runs past you with this rag in his mouth, and runs up the stairs. Would any of you like to do anything?
I want to follow him to see what he's doing.
Okay.
What else is in this hallway? Like, is...
there are some potted plants. There's a table. So the hallway, it goes down, and then there's the doorway into the sunroom. Mm-hmm. The hallway turns left, and then there's actually another doorway to the sunroom. It's got, like, kind of two big arch doorways.
It's like a half circle room kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then if you turn the corner and poke your head around, then you'll see the front door, and beside the front door, there's another small table, and on that table, there is something that you would recognize that your human sometimes uses something similar, where they pick it up, put it to their ear, and they talk into it.
It's one of those noise devices. I don't know how useful it would be, but maybe I could cause this to... I don't know, fall on the ground and make noise and distract him or something.
Set, what are you doing?
Is there any place high up that I can get to where I can kind of hide?
You want to go upstairs too?
Yeah, sorry. I'm just kind of tagging around wherever anything looks interesting.
Cool. Yeah, as far as hiding, there are some, like, potted plants around. There is one door that's slightly ajar, and from the smell of it, it smells like a bathroom. And then there are some more shelves, I'll say, that have some photos and stuff.
Okay. I want to try to be near where this important stuff, that this shiny things that they are talking about.
Okay. So, like,
high up and preferably hidden.
So maybe on a shelf that is on the same wall as the master's door, so that if someone came
available,
out.
Then
yeah. I'll say there's one. Okay. So go ahead. And for you, this is going to be I'll say a moderate challenge. One success, you get up there. Two successes, you get up there without knocking down a picture.
Nope.
You try, and unfortunately, like, the table that you're trying to leap off up from onto the shelf is directly below it. And so you do that thing where you, like, put your paws against the wall, but you push off too hard, and you go back again on the ground.
Well, crap. Can I just, like, climb underneath the table and be inconspicuous then?
Yeah, you can wait underneath the table.
Okay.
Chill. Where are you staying, Princess?
My goal was to observe Melvin.
Are you just standing at the top of the stairs?
Yeah, could I be, like, not, like, silhouetted, though? Like, maybe against the wall so that I'm not just, like, super obviously watching?
Okay, cool. So you're at the top of the stairs against the wall.
Yeah.
Sick. And Magnus, what are you doing?
I'm just going to stay down here by this door because I'm feeling a little woozy. Plus, I'm going to try to push on a door because everyone would be really thrilled if they got back and I was able to open it by myself.
Okay.
So I'm going to try to, like, push on a door, not scratch on it, but, like, push it open.
The one where the master is?
No, the one that we're trying to get into.
Oh, I see. So you're just trying to push it.
Yeah, but, like, kind of half-heartedly because I'm not feeling great.
Great. So you are making a weak attempt of looking strong when you're really just leaning up against the door. Okay. Sick. You do that. Melvin, you have the rag in your mouth. You are just bobbing your head back and forth against the carpet, trying to replicate what you see humans do so often with these things. 1 minute passes. 2 minutes pass. 3. And finally, you hear on the other side of the door some footsteps coming right towards you. Click. Whoosh. The door opens. And this tall, looming figure looks down, sees you, glances back into the room, steps out of the room, closes the door behind him so he's in the hall, and very quietly tries to snatch you. What are you going to do?
As a cat crobat, I can always act first.
What would you like to do?
As soon as I see him reaching for him, I am going to run directly at this man.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to try to leap up onto his head and then kick off from his head and then jump, bounce off his head and then run down his back and then just keep going.
I'm
going
to say, I'll say a dodge because as you try to do this, he's going to try and grab you.
All right. So it's just the most successes?
Yeah.
I got one.
He got two. So as you reach out and just leap and pounce on his head, he just and he reaches. And as you like, you jump off of his head and midair, you feel someone grab your tail and yank you in the middle of and you're just hanging there in the middle of the air.
I scream bloody murder.
As you do that, the butler turns behind him and goes, wah, 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 and you hear this kind of weak, wah, 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 wah. And he goes down to reach again for you, Melvin. You're seeing
can
this.
Can I hear this? Can I hear this? And then can I knock the telephone off the table?
Okay, so you're doing that. Melvin, let's resolve you first. What would you like to do?
I'm going to go for the best technique, and that is a good nip to the shins.
Nip to the shins. Okay, so you're going for hurt?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, unless it's a stun. And get him to drop, like, surprise him to drop.
Whatever you
kitty.
Prefer. Yeah, whatever. So you're stun?
No.
You miss. You're able to grab onto his pant leg. You're getting a bunch of cloth right now in your mouth. And your two canines do puncture holes into his pants, which I'm sure he won't be happy about later. Freya, you said you're knocking down the telephone?
Yeah, knock like at least either the phone. If I can manage it, knock the whole thing off the table to make a louder noise. But then if I can't, then like the receiver part. Yeah.
Okay. You can just do that.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So you knock it down and crash downstairs. And you hear this kind of faint from inside the door, and you hear the butler just go, and he just ignores you, Melvin, and you're clinging on, and he just starts walking towards the stairs to go down the stairs, still holding set. Princess, what are you doing?
I would like to
shove him down the stairs.
I gotta live in the house with him.
Not if he doesn't know it was you.
Not if he's paralyzed from the neck.
We also need them shiny things on him. So
yeah. I'm gonna be super loving around his feet at the top of the stairs towards the landing. Like I'm gonna try and.
Are you charming a guard right now?
Yeah, I want to charm him by figure eighting between his feet when he's trying to rush, just like
Charles does to me every night.
Okay, so you are trying to charm him, not trip him.
Well,
he's trying to trip him.
Okay. I'm trying to trip him.
Under the guise of being charming.
Yeah,
got it. Go ahead and roll. You know what? I'll put it as a moderate challenge. We'll see how much. Nothing. Oh my god!
Nothing.
Have you
so funny? This is the dice. This is the cursed dice tray.
Statistically, super improbable.
I know. Okay. I don't even want to talk about D6 games.
Yeah. All right. So you go. He is going to just try to kick you.
Can I try and stun him while he's kicking me, or am I like? Can I?
I'll say you were weaving your way around his feet.
Okay.
So you can try to dodge it or no.
Like, I'll try and dodge it. We'll dodge it.
Did you get nothing?
Yes. Because that's Ollie's.
Because you keep rolling in the
dice tray.
Oh, I don't have.
You should nothing. No. You shouldn't have touched it. Now you're cursed.
No, I did not.
I set it on the table.
Insane. As you are weaving around his feet, you are sincerely not sure if this is on purpose or not, just because of the speed with which he is walking towards the door. He straight up walks through you and kicks you down the stairs. You take one injury.
I'm going to fucking claw him. I'm going to claw you.
Magnus, what are we doing? You hear a lot going on.
Yeah, I heard bad things, and this is up my alley. So, yeah, I'm going to get ready for some action. So I'm going to go ahead and reach in and eat a kitty treat.
When you hear the crashing of the telephone and your friend's yelp as he flies down the stairs, your head is cleared and you no longer have an injured condition.
That's nice. It's like the call to action, baby.
Adrenaline boost.
Yeah. Adrenaline. Yeah.
Great. What would you like to do?
Magnus is going to activate, so he's going to go immediately to the sound.
Did you see Magnus is about to activate? Sorry, go ahead.
So he's going to go immediately to the sound of a kitty being hurt.
So you get to the far end. You see Freya sitting on top of a small table where there is a metal device at the bottom. And you see Princess picking himself up after falling down the stairs. You see coming down the stairs quite quickly is this looming tall figure holding Set by the tail.
Oh, hell no.
What would you like to do?
I'm going to run just full, like, fast and furious.
Family. Yeah. Family. Newfound family.
Just everything I got, especially if I see him holding one of us.
All right, so you're like running at him?
Yep.
And what action are you trying to do?
I'm going to try to shove.
Cool.
I'd just like to note that we're definitely not doing anything other than reinforcing this guy's current belief in cats.
Yeah. I'm not here to change nobody's minds. I'm here to save his cats.
So he's going to try to make a dodge. And also, you can do 3 dice for this.
Yeah.
2 successes.
He got 2 sixes.
Oh no.
Was this a boss fight?
Literally.
I don't know why I'm rolling so well. I don't know.
Who is this guy?
She wants to kill
him. But you got 2 successes. Mm-hmm. Okay. You walk into him. I'm going to say that he starts to trip and he lets go of Set. Set, go ahead and make an easy challenge because you usually land on your feet.
There you go. Double success.
So you're able to land on your feet at the bottom of the stairs unscathed. So he starts to trip. He grabs the banister and he kind of turns. And on his way, you get pushed down the stairs. And like Princess, bam, against the wall, you take another injured condition.
Jeez, poor Magnus today.
But Set is out of his hands.
Well, that's good.
Let's go back to Melvin. What are we doing?
Standing at the top of the stairs, I see all this go down, and I'm going to go ahead and try to use that momentum to give him a little jump and push on the butt.
Seriously trying to kill this poor man.
He's at the bottom of the stairs. I just need to knock him over so we can get people out of here.
So he doesn't see you behind him coming, and he's got a lot going on. So I'm going to say he doesn't get to roll against us and dodge, because he doesn't know.
Puppy foot. No.
I miss.
All of you are right up in his business right now. Let's go back to Princess. What are we doing?
First of all, I'm going to curse at him. The most vulgar cat curse I possibly know.
What is that?
Great. You can't reach your butthole.
Your butthole fur is matted and dirty. And then I'm already injured. I don't want to get kicked again. Can I get just out of arm's reach of him and start making like mean cat noises at him, like chiding him? Like
yeah.
A squirrel would like a person that's walking under their tree.
Yeah.
I want to do that. I want to be like, meow, 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 meow. You know what I mean? So like he knows that he's done wrong. And I'm going to, in cat, I'm going to be like, I'm going to tell Priscilla on you.
All right. Sounds good. So you're telling off the butler. Set or Freya?
I am going to do the thing that I always do that gets my humans incredibly angry. Uh-huh. And usually causes them to drop things and kind of forget what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to jump up onto one of those shelves and just every picture on that thing's going down. I'm basically trying to leap up under the shelves and run the entire length of the shelves and knock over as many things as possible. Just make pure chaos.
I thought you were going to say I'm getting on a shelf and spraying in his face. Just from session zero.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So you hop on the shelf. And, you know, this is your bread and butter, and this is an easy challenge. Make easy chaos. Challenge. You are the Lord of Chaos.
I got two.
Oh, my God. Okay, so you hop up onto those shelves, and you just start knocking over shit left and right. There are picture frames. There are little knickknacks, like little statues, like a ceramic bird thing, and everything's going over. Go ahead, and I'll say make just a luck challenge. Roll two dice. And see if any of these fall on his head.
Okay. Six and a four.
Those are two successes. I'll say that ceramic bird right on his head. And he looks dazed for a second. He does have one injury.
Oh.
Okay, while this is happening, can I run back to the door? Because that's where we left the magnifying glass.
Mm-hmm.
Can I pick it up and then try and like put it under his feet so he trips on it?
Yeah, sure. So you're going to run back and pick it up. I'm mm-hmm. going to say let's resolve what Magnus is doing mm-hmm. before you come back. So you're sprinting back with this magnifying glass.
Get a magnet.
I want to attack him, but while I'm doing that, I want somebody to try to take his shiny things. And I'll say, come at me, bro.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And are you going to try to hurt him?
Yes.
You're going to roll two die.
Okay.
He's going to roll one because he's injured.
Okay. I got one.
He got none. What do you do? Describe how you attack him.
I just want to, like, I guess cat punch him, but I guess like, like, but like, I guess like swat him, but like really meaty swat him.
Cat punch. A meaty swat. He's still like two or three steps up from the bottom. And you're able to kind of jump off the banister and swat. And you know, like when your siblings get you right in the back of the knee and you just fucking collapse down and you're like, God. So you swat him right in that back of the knee area and he just crumples and goes down. He now has two injuries. He hits his head on a table and you do see some ooze coming out of his forehead.
Did I just kill a butler?
He's still awake. He's still awake. Oh. But he's kind of moaning.
Well, that's what you get for messing with the world's strongest feline.
Let's take the keys.
Someone get a shiny things.
Freya, you head back mm-hmm. and you have the magnifying mm-hmm. glass in your mouth. Mm-hmm. You see this scene of the butler just kind of trying to get upright, but looking very worse for wear.
Is he laying face down?
He's not quite lying down. It's there's a table at the bottom of the stairs mm. where he's just gripping with his hands and okay. trying to stand up.
Okay.
But he looks like he needs the support.
Can I slide the magnifying glass under one of his feet that he's trying to get up with so it slides so he can't actually like get up? Because then I want to try and get the keys from him.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go for it. I'm going to say this isn't like a typical fight. So just do a difficult challenge.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
You got it.
You're the best.
Oh, there we go.
Nice.
Woo! All
right. So as he's just groaning and trying to get up, you look at this and it's like that meme where like the
equations,
numbers are happening. And you take this magnifying glass and you slip it right under his toe. and he steps on it, slides, and bam, right against the table. This man's out cold.
Oh, let's go.
We killed the butler. We just killed the butler.
I'm glad I don't live with him.
You said there was an oath. Is that red oath?
As you look at the cut on his forehead, you all blink for a second as it's almost like color leaves his face, like when people are not quite, it's more severe than dying. Everything has gone colorless except for this black ooze that looks almost like an oil spill, like it has various colors depending on the light coming through it, but it's thick and viscous as it slowly drips out and begins to cross against the floor. Who's near his head? Who is at the bottom of the stairs? Princess, were you?
That's close. I don't think I'm right at the bottom.
What are you gonna...
I'll study the ooze. I don't want to touch the ooze.
Okay. You get close. It smells nasty. Rotten. It smells salty.
Which one of you guys farted?
And like that, it's just blood. Just some blood.
That was weird.
Ugh. Is his color back?
Yeah.
Is he breathing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to get his keys.
Make an easy challenge. You go over. And you do have a treat.
I do. Mm-hmm. But
you do have some injured party members.
We got two injured.
Well, I'm going to hand out. Who's wounded?
Me.
You guys okay?
Me.
I just give them my treats.
I still have one.
I'll take one.
I live by the pants of my seat.
So you take one. Are you going to resolve your injury right away?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So you're no longer injured. You have your own treat, so you still have one.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm, if you want to keep that.
I'll use my treat and cure my injury.
All right, great. So you now have no treats, but you are no longer injured.
Okay, then I'll use mine for a reroll to get the keys.
Okay, cool. You see that you start picking at them, and they're actually like looped through his belt. Mm-hmm. So you start working on unlooping the belt first.
Got one.
So now that you've inspected the situation a little closer, you're able to open the buckle on his belt and slide this key slide right out.
Nice. Okay.
Nice job.
Let's go.
What?
Before we wake up.
I think she said she's got them. Oh, jinx, buddy.
Is he okay? I've never hurt a human before.
He's breathing.
Well, not on purpose.
I've seen a lot of injuries. He'll be fine. Just need to sleep it off.
Okay. He had it coming.
I'll leap down and just start following them wherever they're going.
Come here, my little...
Go, buddy.
Come here, my little long-haired lady. I'll give you a boost again.
That was some quick thinking on your feet there.
Party makes their way down the hallway to the cellar door.
Is there a key that looks like similar to the color of the doorknob?
There is.
Okay, I'm going to finagle that one key so that I can, like... put it into my mouth.
You're going to diddle it?
I don't think you're even recording. Talking about that.
Well, the diddle conversation was the best.
Yeah. Joke is lost.
Yep. And then I guess I will stand on Magnus's back while I like try and finagle the key.
Go ahead and make an easy roll.
Diddle that key.
Motherfucker.
You're just struggling a little bit. You think that maybe a cat that's a little more agile than you might be able to help if you can describe how to do it.
I just can't get it quite in. Set.
Huh?
If I describe how to do this, can you do it?
Okay.
Climb on up on my back too, little buddy. I gotcha.
Okay.
We've just got this tank cat standing. Two cats on it.
Tentatively climb up on another cat. I'm gonna die.
Magnus is braced against the wall like this.
Ooh, watch the claws though.
Okay. What
am I supposed to do?
Stick the longer, you see the long part?
Yeah.
Put that in the hole.
Okay.
Phrasing.
I'll try to contemplate this and figure it out.
Okay. Go ahead and make an easy roll since Freya's right there.
Oh,
nope.
Jesus Christ.
Use your treat.
Fine, I'll use my treat.
You know how fun it is to use hero points. Mm-hmm.
There we go.
There you go. Double success.
You fumble the first couple times, but you're able to insert this key into the lock. Click.
It made a noise.
Freya, you're able to just bat the handle. Are the three of you leaning against the door?
Probably.
Still on Magnus' back.
Yeah. And Magnus, you're leaning against the door like this.
Yeah, however, okay. I have to stand for them to be able to reach the lock, I guess.
All three of you go ahead and make a moderate roll for Set, a difficult roll for Magnus, and Freya to not tumble down.
Yeah.
Nope.
Can I try to grab...
Two successes.
Okay.
Can I try to grab little Set?
Oh, two.
Two?
the one guy who's the most
go
agile.
Ahead
nope.
And give a difficult roll.
I'm just sitting like not even
trying to quickly grab by his little scruffies. I picked up a lot of little kittens. That's two successes.
So, Set, you start to tumble forward. Oops. As the door starts swinging into this cellar. You feel a...
I gotcha. I got you, worthy.
So you're yanked back. The five of you find yourself at the top of the cellar stairs. And that's where we're going to end tonight's session.
Ooh.
Okay.
Spooky.
Thank you, everyone, for listening tonight to our first episode of Call of Cthulhu by Joel Sparks. First, we'd love to thank you for listening. We really appreciate it. We just had our Circus of... What is it? Circus?
Carnival of Screams.
Yeah, Carnival of Screams just came out last week or a couple weeks ago. Take a listen if you haven't yet. It's great. We're on social media. We have a Twitter and an Instagram. They're called Rollmageddon. That's RollMaddon. Is that
close.
Right?
Close.
MaggEddon. So many letters, but there you go. Rollmageddon, Twitter and Instagram. Go ahead and follow us there. We have a goal right now. We're trying to get 25 reviews on Apple Review or any 5-star rating on Spotify or whatever platform that you listen to us on. Anything helps. We really appreciate it. If you or your friends don't want to leave a 5-stars, forget I asked. Don't worry about it.
Forget about it.
Yeah, forget about it. Yeah. Is there anything else I'm forgetting?
I'd just like to say that very soon, probably about the same time people are going to be listening to this, starting up a new little ditty for Rollmageddon called Listen, Listen, in honor of Ollie.
Aww.
But basically all of our outtakes, you know, all that stuff that we stick at the end of the various episodes, it's usually about 3 to 5 minutes. There's usually more like 20 to 30 minutes of this stuff. So I'm compiling it, putting it together, organizing it, and we're going to be publishing it. So if you just want to listen to us talking about bird fights and 144 million clowns in the world, then that's where the place to go. So that'll be coming out soon.
Courtney Cox to needs to get her shit together.
And a lot of Courtney Cox talk for some reason. I realize
so much Courtney Cox talk. It's the bangs.
And also possibly the Discord being...
Oh, Discord, yeah. We're getting the Discord running and actually getting people in there. So that'll be going. We'll have a link in the Twitter bio. And I'll throw a link also on the Anchor description, which I believe just transfers to all the other places that it releases the podcast. So it'll be there.
Sick. That's all we got for you tonight, folks. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Sierra as your cat herder, and I've been joined by...
Magnus, the world's strongest feline.
Melvin Manyninth, the cutie pussyfoot.
Set, destroyer of small objects.
Freya, the very smart two-footologist.
And I'm Princess Pretty Pants.
Thank you so much for listening. Have a good one, y'all. Till next week.
Bye.
Meow, 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 meow,
meow, meow.
Should we gull of us catfolds the butler and tie him down? it into...
Wait. Let's get back to this perennium.
Sorry. I don't know anything about it. Has anyone sunned their perennium?
Yes.
Is it? Does it work?
No. You just get a sunburnt asshole.
No, you don't do it for more than like 10 seconds.
You only need 10 seconds of sunshine on your butthole?
Well, it is a very delicate skin area that never sees the sun. You should not have more than like 10 seconds.
It goes from like taupe to like a nice mauve.
My motto is don't tan your genitals at all.
Wait. But
put sun lotion on it. Make it if you want.
It's supposed to make you feel happier?
It's supposed to give you energy, make you feel better in general.
I guess if your butt's always on fire, you're going to have a little more energy.
It's not supposed to burn you. It's like people who believe crystals do things.
Does it tan?
It will burn if you leave it in the sun.
Yeah.
How else is the sun supposed to see your beehole?
Really. Yeah. I mean, like 10
Maybe
seconds.
Maybe an eclipse.
More than 10 seconds is enough to burn?
Just a wisp.
I wouldn't say it would burn in 10 seconds.
Do that?
Can I do that inside my house? Like, can I just lay in a sunbeam and open my butthole up and get
the sun strong enough? I wouldn't say do it in the winter because you're not going to get that much heat off of it and it's way far away.
Wait, so you're saying if I just like walk out and it's a nice sunny day and I just bend over and spread cheeks for like 30 seconds. Let's say
you're
30
not bending
seconds.
Over like you're standing up. You got you know happy baby pose.
You have to be on your back.
I don't. Pull your knees up.
You have to lay on your back.
Excuse me, listeners. This is a very visual thing. I'll show you a happy baby pose.
It's exactly what you.
Yep.
Happy baby. Michaud-san.
You just let that beam hit it for a minute.
After you guys had recorded
the
it and stuff.
144 million clowns.
So, just like how...
Oh my God, I don't believe it.
I just want to put this out that I, like, thought of this because I even said it to you and to Stevie and because the whole question was like, how do clowns reproduce? So, you know how when clowns get into a clown car, whenever they get out, there's always one more than when they went into the clown car. So every time they leave a clown car, there's a new clown, and that's how clowns reproduce.
That's much less disgusting than what they came up with. It involved necrophilia.
Oh, God.
What if clowns are like Warhammer 40K space orcs, and whenever they die, they spread clown spores, and then they grow like fungus until they break
that's
off?
That's what their nose is. Yeah. It's like when they die...
They grow from the nose. The nose forms first, and then they grow around it.
Oh God!
It's like a dandelion, like a dandelion tuft. Just,
I think Braylee has a point here. Like, think about it. There's like fat clowns and skinny clowns and big clowns and short clowns. You cram them all into a car, and you just squeeze, and then the fat clown like breaks into two smaller clowns, or maybe one like tall clown and one short clown. So they break apart. They go out. They consume probably human flesh.
Like
and then as they get larger, they come back in, and then they squish into the clown car in order to breed.